This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of sun. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 4th and John, episode 353. We got some news to talk about tonight, boys. It's been an exciting evening. We just spent some time down at the Lincoln Financial Field draft party. Lo and behold, Jalen Carter drops to us.
Yeah.
We trade up one spot. All we got to give up is a 4th-round pick next year. We got our guy in Jalen Carter. The Georgia Bulldogs are Philadelphia Eagles. How you boys feeling?
Whoa. You know I'm lit, my boy. I'm high. I've been hyped. I've been hyped since, like, the 4th or 5th pick. I was telling my wife. She was like, how'd it go? I was like, man, we were sitting there. By, like, the 5th pick in the draft, we started rubbing our hands together. Like, oh, I can see it coming together, bro. I see it coming together. That joke came together beautiful, man.
It certainly did. And we were all sitting there, I felt so good. Bijan Robinson and Jalen Carter falling. And then all of a sudden I got tight, man. Cause I knew that Atlanta was going to pull the trigger on Bijan. And then all of a sudden we're sitting there and I'm like, Jalen Carter is a perfect fit for what Chicago's got going on. However, they rather would take the extra assets and go get themselves an offensive lineman, which is smart. I mean, considering I think Justin Fields, realistically, I think he is he's going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the NFC this year. So you definitely want to protect him. But Prime, how you feeling, man? Obviously got your feet kicked up.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Man, listen, my feet are dead right now with all that. But I'm feeling great, man. Definitely excited about the pick. I mean, look, we all talked about it. The offense wasn't the reason why we lost that Super Bowl, man. The defense, got coached the wrong way on that second half. But I was all about just making sure we stayed focused on that defense, and that's exactly what we did. I mean, I know the excitement was building up as Bijan got picked. It was a lot of really, really unhappy people up in there. But, hey, look, at the end of the day, we ended up getting the guy we wanted. Best player in the draft, like Mal said, So it was exciting. It was all about staying focused on that defense and making it stronger. This line is going to be massive, bro, and I can't wait to see them go to work.
On the way out, me and Earl were talking about this, right? And, we don't even talk about Milton Williams. Her mentioned Kentavious Street, right? And like this team, yeah, get him out here in the streets. He getting right with it, man. He on his way back, though.
He's climbing a pole right now, bro. They didn't grease him. They forgot.
Listen, Jalen Carter got us turned up, man, for real.
yes. But hello, Bob from Down Under. Mark, Birdman, Chris Nady, out of the draft. I saw a picture of you right there with the man of the hour. I'm dying to hear what that was like down there. If anybody is down there at the draft, please let us know what's going on there. But yeah, man. So I'm curious, as the Eagles, we're sitting here. We still have to consider the fact that we don't have many picks on day three. So do you think Howie's going to be potentially trading back to try and acquire some day three stuff? Or do you think that, go after Osiris Torrance, or we got Joey Porter Jr., Justin is saying here in the comments. Smith, here.
Nolan Smith, we walking out of today. What I say?
Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter, bro.
Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter, bro.
Two Bulldogs, bro. Let's go.
Walking out of there, bro. Bro, and if we walk away this weekend with think about all the stirs that we heard earlier this week about Derrick Henry.
Hell yeah,
we throw a second round pick for Derrick Henry. Bro. Walk away this weekend with two Georgia Bulldog linemen and Derrick. We're going to be living.
Don't do this to me. Don't get me excited like this.
Todd, I agree with you, man. gotta go getting old.
Yo, and it's right here for the taking, right? Oh, man.
Yeah, where we sit right now. So, anybody surprised? What are some surprises for you guys so far? I mean, Emmanuel Forbes being, what was he, the second corner off the board?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think Will Levis still being on the board is a surprise to me. I thought the team would still take him. I didn't think he was worth a top five pick, clearly, right? Mm-hmm. But to still be available at 25, I didn't think that would be the case.
The NFL definitely didn't get their intel because they were trying to cut down on those awkward green room shots. That's exactly what they've been showing with Will Levis every time they pan to his family.
They get that information from the teams, right? Like the teams tell them who the top 15, 17 players are. So clearly they received that information from the teams and the team's like, hey, you know what? I'm good, actually.
Right. Brian Branch still is on the board as far as I know. Ended up taking the train home. I see, thankfully, all you boys got home as well.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Gibbs
sir.
At 12. That was another one. That
Gibbs was definitely a shocker. Yeah.
That was high.
especially the Detroit, man. I mean, like, I guess they're really questioning their running back scheme there. Like, I thought they were good, at least in that perspective, and it looked like they decided to go and grab him.
Right.
DeAndre Swift has been hurt, right? So, like, I get it. But Jamal Williams had a great year last year. Jahmyr Gibbs is not a Jamal type, right? They're like, I feel like Gibbs and Swift are the same sort of player. So it's interesting that they went for a guy that already had similar traits to someone on their team. But, you know.
Do you think Swift is still a Lion by the end of this weekend? I feel like he's one of those guys they could deal.
What if Swift end up an Eagle?
Very possible. But then we've got, like, I don't know, man. With Rashad Penny and his injury problems, Swift and his injury problems, it's one of those things that is sitting there in the back of my mind. Maybe by committee, you know, they can, with less touches, everybody can continue to stay healthy. Fielding Porter Jr. at 30. It depends on who's sitting there, honestly. If Nolan Smith is sitting there, that one's a no-brainer to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but this defensive line rotation is about to be crazy regardless, man. It really is.
These boys, man.
We got a lot of people pushing for Joey Porter. A lot of Penn State people up in the chat tonight.
Sorry, not a Penn State fan. Honestly, the whatchamacallit, I was telling I had mentioned to you before we came on, Van Ness getting going to Green Bay, man. That was the Green Bay way, and that's exactly what happened.
Yowza.
Look at this guy.
Traffic.
This guy.
Five salad, bro.
That's all right, man. We were itching to go live. We wanted to talk about our man, Jalen Carter. How you feeling, Gail? I mean, that's obviously the big news of the night.
Man, that was the one guy that we identified as the move-up target. We've been talking about him all off season long, and we got him, man. That's I'm ecstatic, man. I'm ecstatic, you know, exactly what this team needs. I think Fletcher Cox is gone next year. You plug and play. Jordan Davis is the guy that gets him going. N'Kobe was his, you know, captain. He's got people pushing him. He's in the right system, I think. And the city is going to hold him accountable, and this podcast will hold him accountable as well.
We're going to turn Jalen up, man. Fuck you talking about?
We love him, and hopefully see him at the Autism Challenge. We will not ask him about medicals.
No medicals, Evan.
Noted.
I'm scared. I'm scared that if Evan doesn't ask him about medicals, what he's going to ask him about.
Mal, remember that video that I sent you about, what was it, last year? And I was sending you that video about the Georgia defense.
Yeah.
Remember, I was like, it'd be weird if Howie was trying to recreate that Georgia defense. Yeah.
I was literally just thinking.
Well, he's going to continue to with Nolan Smith. Sorry to cut you off.
I'm telling you what's going to happen. But I didn't even study Jalen Carter, yo, right? That like I've studied him, but like I spent no time grinding his tape this year because I'm like, there's no way on God's green earth that the Eagles end up with Jalen Carter without jumping into the top three. And so, bro, the best damn player in the draft? Are you silly? Is it? Are you serious? Like,
it's crazy, man. It's crazy that obviously off the field stuff can sway certain decisions, but talent wise, he's everything that.
Look at this guy.
Dude, we got. I mean, between Jordan Davis and. What's it called?
Dakobe?
No, I'm sorry.
Fletcher Cox?
No, I'm just saying our defensive line rotation. We essentially got a nuke up in there, bro. We're busting pipes with a nuke. It's going to be unstoppable. Jalen Carter in the mix. It's mismatch central when you think about the guys that draw double teams.
Well, actually, you were asking about surprises. Yo, Will McDonald going to the Jets where he did was a surprise to me.
A little early.
It would be somebody else potentially that went higher. Even Nolan, right? I'm surprised he went before Nolan Smith.
Gibbs? Yeah.
Body types. No.
Yeah, we talked about Will Gibbs. McDonald.
Yeah, we talked about Gibbs, yeah.
Emmanuel Forbes as well. I mean, going to and think about 166 pound. I bet you he'll put on some weight. But going up against A.J. Brown twice a year? Good luck, bro.
Good seeing you tonight. It was good seeing you in the fam.
Yes.
Yeah, great absolutely. You guys. Yo, I was thinking about calling my brother right now and seeing if they're going to go after Levis.
Yo, now, what about Michael Mayer? Cowboys? What about Michael Mayer?
Okay, I love it.
Bob says, explain why Nolan Smith is sliding.
Why Nolan Smith is sliding.
I mean, that you did have a pec injury. We can't.
Can I ask him about the medicals?
I mean, I feel like Nolan Smith was one of those folks that it was always going to be hard to pin down where he went anyway, right? That like we was talking him at 10, but people also were saying he wasn't even a first round pick. So it who knows, man? This has been as unpredictable as we thought it would be.
I mean, we got a dog, Breadman Carter.
Breadman, he's gonna get that bread too, man.
You can't really tell me anything right now. This is
What do you think that the starting rotation is for this line?
Definitely Jalen up there.
Jalen Jordan.
What? Depending on what they're running.
Yeah.
Hey, first tight end off the board, huh?
My mayor went to the Cowboys.
Nah, Dalton Kincaid went to Buffalo.
Okay.
It's a good pick, though. I like it.
Bro, I'm interested to see who this year has the delayed connection, because that's the thing every year where someone ultimately ends up being left behind.
Man, I was stuck in traffic.
It's definitely me, so I'm just going to wait till y'all go ahead and do your announcement.
I'm looking at Proms TV. You're way ahead of me.
I'm seeing Dalton right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Yeah, what do you guys think Dallas goes? I hope to God they don't get Nolan Smith.
I can see them taking Nolan, bro.
I don't want to fucking see him in the Cowboys.
That's the part I'm worried about.
Fuck that, bro. It's the last thing I need.
They're like, oh, that's the guy I wanted the whole time.
I love that kid. I don't want to see him in no damn Cowboy uniform.
And then he's going to be in the same locker room as Micah Parsons.
Michael Mayer, though.
Yo, could you imagine Parsons and Nolan Smith? Oh, my God, son.
Parsons wants to be an Eagle, bro.
He does. And it was funny because he plays that softball game with him.
Yeah.
Nah, Landon made the right choice, bro.
Did you see the reaction that he made when Carter got picked?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you got to watch it. You got to watch it.
Whose reaction?
Michael Parsons.
Oh, when we pick Carter?
Yeah.
Think about how solid this defensive line rotation has been, and to reload on youth.
My God,
dude.
Perfect.
I mean, with Fletch leaving, like with Jalen Carter, he's the next. You know what I mean? He just fills that role immediately.
Mark says four picks away from Nolan.
I'm just so sick to my stomach right now. Not only does he have veteran presence.
that a ghost in the chat?
Who played that? Oh, you played that? Kincaid and
Bills. Then who played that?
Joey Porter sliding.
Holy shit, Mortensen is. This guy looks like, what's his name, his brother? What's Thor's brother's name?
Oh, did Michael Mayer go to the Cowboys?
He's about to go. He's about to go to the Cowboys.
That's the Jason Witten Jr.
I'm cool with it. Ain't our problem.
I mean, we'll have to see him for the next 6 years.
Not a problem. Oh, look at that. They want to go ahead and throw both their helmets on there. It would have been nice to see Kelly Green on ours.
Aren't like Cowboy fans usually Notre Dame fans too? Is that a thing?
Do you see these Cowboy fans right here?
Lakers.
Super Cowboy, man. Mad respect to that dude.
Probably Alabama. The Seattle wide receiver room. The Seattle cornerback room as well, man. Pairing Tariq Woolen up with Witherspoon.
And Kobe Bryant. They got a young group.
Would you guys take on Tyler Lockett? Would you take Ty Lockett from Seattle, considering they just drafted JSN?
They trying to get rid of him?
I think they letting all them boys run. I don't think they trying to trade him.
Yeah. Nah, he's a fan favorite, no?
Listen,
definitely. Yo,
how he calls from the 215, dude.
Man, we got
that.
We got,
that reaction is priceless, bro. That joint is good, son. That we got some Micah Parsons.
Oh, Micah Parsons, sick, bro. It is great.
I'm not trying to pay for man. Seems like Cowboys. The Sith Lord has made a pick.
The pick is in. I think we just sitting here wasting our time. How are we about to trade up out of 30, bro?
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out.
If Nolan's sitting there.
So yo, Levis is still on the board, huh?
Levis is still on the board.
The slide is real.
I mean, the Saints make sense for him.
Hey, but he did throw that hit.
Saints got Carr now.
Yeah, so you said him. I mean, Carr's 30-31. He's not on that team for a minute.
Helene is still stuck at the draft.
Hey, you're still hanging there. Like, I shook that scene. As soon as we got what?
Yeah, well, like imagine because you know you talked about his interview. If they really loved him,
son. Her and I told you when we was there. What I felt it in the air that Nolan Smith. I woke up this morning. And I was like, yo, Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter. I didn't know how it was possible. I was like, how, Sway?
One thing we haven't talked about, too, is the move up that we got going on tomorrow as well.
I know, dude. That's the second round. This is going to be nice. We
up like 30 spots.
Watch that be Charbonnet, bro.
I'm going to spit up my drink.
Like, I feel like day two is going to be.
I'm going to spit up my drink.
Yo, honestly, Brian Branch still sitting there, too. If Nolan Smith went, if we filled Brian Branch in at safety, I'm about it.
Man, Jason's asking trade out for get an extra pick for 2024. I'm like, bro, I think we got to take a dog here.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah,
I think so.
Especially since there's still dogs left. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yo, Cowboys, they took Mozzie Smith.
Ooh, baby.
What?
Ooh, baby. I like it. I like it. Okay.
Jerry's running the show, bro.
Holy okay. Shit. I mean, they took an interior game record, man. So
keep it fucking rolling. Nolan.
Yeah, Mozzie a big boy though, man. That's a horse.
Lane Johnson's bigger.
Scott wants the safety.
Say so.
Look at that boy. That's a horse, man.
Who do you think the Eagles could trade player wise to acquire like more day three picks? Quez, an option.
Maybe Quez. I don't think they trade anybody though. I was thinking about that earlier, like player logic, who might make sense.
You know who was in that presser with waiting for Jalen after his speech was his two good friends, Devontae and Quez.
Huh. Yeah.
You gonna trade my homie? You can't be trading my guy.
Shit.
Ozzie Smith, huh?
I'm not impressed, huh?
I'll bet $5.
Driscoll came to mind for me as well.
If you leave Prime there for a good 5 minutes and don't say nothing, he will fall asleep. He's due.
Once this pick is made, I am out.
Kelly Wilson says Josiah Scott. I can see it, but I really don't know what that really nets you.
I feel like it's like a late day three pick, bro. Yeah. Josiah Scott.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they gave him away for free.
Oh, the wait.
Yo, we got three picks, dog.
Tomorrow's
gonna be a nice day. Two twos, two threes.
Look, even these Cowboy fans ain't even happy about it.
Well, I guess we swapped.
Okay, who's still on the board? Best of all. Okay,
Scott Landry is still standing for Quez. Gonna prove the haters wrong this season.
Let's see, Levis is on the board. Nolan Smith, Michael Mayer, the tight end from Notre Dame. Joey Porter Jr., Penn State, cornerback. Miles Murphy. Mr. Trying to figure it out. Brian Branch, Alabama safety. Luke Musgrave, Felix Anaduke Uzomoa from Kansas State. Hendon Hooker, Steve Avila. That's the guy that I – yo, Osiris is still on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Darnell Washington from Georgia, tight end. Joe Tippmann, center from Wisconsin. Ev's guy, Julius LeBrent from Kansas State. Sam LaPorta, Iowa. Ojulari, Keon White. Kelai Ringo, Prime's guy. And then Jalen Hyatt.
Hey, Bob, you gonna go ahead and hold you? I'm gonna hold you to this $20. I'm gonna stay up all the way up to this pick.
My thing is, it's not really like, you know, there's maybe some haters, but I think at the end of the day, man, we know where Quez knows he's got to perform better.
Yeah,
isn't there? No, every single one of those athletes know when they do something wrong.
Well, the interesting part is, like, up until last year, he was actually relatively decent with the drops, right? The, like, contested catches, he was making them. Like, every year he's been in the league, it's kind of going down in regards to his consistency. So I feel like he's due for a bounce back year. Curious to see if they add additional, you know, competition outside of Zaccheaus. But listen, man.
This will be Quez's contract year as well, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, if you move – Quez now, you instantly save 2.7 on the cap. Trade or cut.
Yo, that's it. Come on, man. Nolan at 30, man. Come on.
Wow. Yo, wow. If they got Nolan and fucking Carter, bro, I'd be
Derek Barnett. Man, so I mean, if we're getting Nolan so Smith, close. I'd be down to trade Derek Barnett.
Fuck yeah, I would trade Derek Barnett in a heartbeat for Nolan.
Lord have mercy.
We so close. That's the thing, bro. We so close. We so close to the perfect.
Bro, I think that's a perfect night. That's a perfect
day one. Yes, yeah, the perfect day one, yo. Like, I go to sleep, and I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight if we get Nolan Smith, son.
David says three picks away.
You're going to end up with four Bulldogs on this squad. Come on, bro.
Problem. And, like, the best of that defense, too.
Yes. Exactly. Like the dogs off that defense.
The leadership of that defense.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yo, come on, bro. We right here, fellas. We right here. Just wishing into existence.
I'm wishing, bro.
Yo, on a side note, did y'all see the previews to the new Transformers movie?
No, I didn't. I've been hearing about it though, son. I definitely been hearing people talking about it.
Hey, if I get an extra pass, I'll let you know.
Please do.
But you got to go up to New York to watch it, though.
Listen, man, it's worth it.
Jags are in. Bro.
All right, come on, man. I don't think this is Nolan, son.
Hey, Jim, I think everybody wants Nolan Smith.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at Brian Branch either.
Did I swear?
Anton Harrison at Oklahoma.
Probably.
Did you swear?
Is it?
I swear.
Anton? Oh, my God. Yo, fellas, it's happening.
What a minute.
Oh, my God, it's happening.
We've got Cincinnati and New Orleans in our way.
I could potentially see either of those teams. Yo, it's happening.
I mean, at this point, to trade up from 30 to 28 wouldn't even.
Ain't shit. Come on, do it.
What's a pick that would be random as fuck at this moment?
The one that we just got from Arizona?
For Cincinnati.
No, player that if we picked, that would be super random. If we got a tight end right here, that would be super random.
Yeah.
We took like
Darnell Washington, that would be like.
That would be interesting. Yeah, I would have mixed feelings about that.
Yeah, they were like, more Georgia on my mind.
Will Levis.
Ooh, could you imagine if they
imagine that? Will
Levis?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
She looked mad.
I would just get a
whole I was going to say your night would have went from, sleeping like a baby. What the
fucking dreams and nightmares, nigga. Like, went from dreams to nightmares, bro.
Anton Harrison.
Listen, but we didn't end up with Van Ness. We didn't end up with Skaronski. We got the best player in the draft.
Come on. I don't ask for much. I've had a rough day. This could be
a fact.
The thing I need today.
Some horses still here, though, son. There's some horses.
It's coming to you, Gail. Don't worry about it, bro.
Yeah, yo.
My Lord. My Lord, man. My Lord.
Tomorrow starts at 7, correct?
7:30, I think. Oh, 7. Yeah.
Justin said, don't jinx it.
Nolan,
keep it fucking rolling.
There's the swear jar.
Bengals are already in. What's it gonna be?
Oh, God.
Ding, 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 ding.
That started it, bro, right? Because that was N'Kobe. Like, that was the beginning.
Yo.
Brian Branch still there, too.
True. I mean, that's...
Wouldn't be upset.
I think teams... I don't know. Like, I've seen some plays where Brian looked a little slow.
Branch? You said Brian?
Yeah.
Ooh, Branch?
In coverage on an island.
Oh, he got cooked by Jalen Hyatt. Oof. He was getting smoked.
Oof.
Yeah, he was getting smoked.
But I think cerebral.
Oh, Ryan Hurst is saying that they went Murphy. Oh, shit.
No way.
Yo, they went Miles Murphy, son.
So we're one pick away. Are we one pick away?
One pick away. Are
you serious?
Stop. Yeah. Yo, they're not going to let this happen, son. They, you know the Saints is going to take them and just put us out of our misery. It's just not possible.
Come on.
They need weapons.
It's going to happen.
We get one of Nolan Smith, Brian Branch, Joey Porter, or Osiris Terrence.
No way. No way.
Come on, Nolan.
Yo.
Come on, Nolan.
Saying though.
Come on, Nolan. Come on down, baby.
Saying.
Come on, Nolan. Come on down, baby. Come on down, Nolan.
You gotta look alive.
Hey, wait. Saints are the next?
Saints are on the clock. Yeah, Saints are on the clock right now.
You got.
Oh my God. You gotta
pay attention to the quick hand. We get Nolan, bro.
Come on, bro.
Ooh, life
can't be good to you like this, right? The life like to kick you while you down. So it can't. Could it be
Saints
this good
could
to
go
him?
Leave us here.
That makes a ton of sense to me.
Hey, bring in a guy.
It makes sense to all of us Eagles fans,
or,
man.
Or a quarterback needy team in a second that might jump up. You know what I mean? Yeah, I can see
who's
it.
Who's their quarterback right now?
Derek Carr.
That's right. They just traded for him, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Jimmy Cooper wants Drew Sanders.
Drew Sanders is not at 30 over Nolan.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Jim.
Yeah, Levis. Come on, Saints. Yo, Nolan. Boy, ain't no way, boy. Boy, ain't no way.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize Christian Gonzalez went to the Patriots.
Yeah.
My homie didn't like that pick. He's like, oh, we need a wide receiver. Yeah. I'm like, Gonzalez at 17 is not bad. I still cannot believe we got Jalen Carter, and now we're sitting here on the verge of something. On the verge of something.
On the verge of something special.
My God. Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Come on. Please, Howie. Please, Howie.
Dude, how is a quarterback even going to make a throw versus our team? Like, we're going to be in the backfield in half a second every pass.
And it feels so good.
And we got a new defensive coordinator too. Oh man.
Running backs are gonna have to fight just to get to the line of scrimmage.
It's for me, bro. I'm thinking about the quarterbacks. Think about what we did not do versus Kansas City, that interior pressure that Jalen could provide, right? That if you get a Nolan Smith that bend off the edge, the unpredictability of this defense goes through the roof. I'm sitting right here. Yo, bro, my wife told me don't wake the baby up. He's about to go to sleep. So I gotta, yeah, man, I'm over here. But
it's like Hassan's really about to have like 25 sacks this year, bro.
That Georgia defense, it's all about like them firing from different angles and not knowing where the pressure's coming from. That whole video was about
job, bro. Everybody does their job.
Every guy is built differently. There's so many different styles of pass rushers in the mix. Brandon Graham, power rusher.
Mm-hmm.
You got bend it like Hassan on the edge. And then a young Shaheem in training, like you said.
Don't talk to me right now, bro. I'm focused on Nolan, bro. You're talking to me. You distracted me from Nolan Smith, bro.
3 minutes and 50 seconds away from knowing whether or not he'll be there.
Trending on Twitter right now.
Are you going to be in Howie We Trust if Nolan's sitting there and he's not taken by the Eagles?
So the thing I was going to say, about Nolan, he said that after he tore his pec, he was sitting there looking at his chest. He's like, I look like I had a bad boob job. And I was just like, ooh, is that bad? And then before he had the surgery, yeah. I was like, ooh, is that bad, huh?
The pick is in. Is the pick in yet?
Say it. Yes.
Not for me.
I mean, who else they got playing a quarterback besides Evans, homie?
What do you mean? Carr's my homie?
Taysom Hill.
Fucking
hate that dude, man. You hate that dude.
Well, I don't even know why you said his name prior to getting Nolan Smith. That's just putting bad vibes in the air.
Oh, that's Levis. You want Levis? Like, you know, who else? Who you got in the mix?
Mm. I'm not looking at the chat. I want to see this from the commission himself.
I gotta wait to see your reaction.
I'm gonna get it early before you guys.
Oh my god. No, I dude. Brian Priestley.
Just stay quiet, bro.
Oh no.
Even by your head, oh my god.
Son. Yo, Howie, bro.
No, don't tell me.
It's happening.
Yo, Howie, bro.
Yo, oh! Howie, bro. But he has to pick him, bro.
Yo, Howie, bro. Yo, Howie, bro.
Let's go.
Yo, oh, Howie, bro. God.
What you mean? I could yawn, bro. I'm allowed to yawn.
Yo,
I'm struggling over here. I'm struggling over here. But this pick right now is about to get me up on the floor and start jumping.
Howie. We here, Howie.
Yo, come on, man.
Howie, we here, Howie. Just do the thing, Howie.
Can you get like the most perfect picks ever in the first round? This could be it right here.
Come on, yo. We're sitting right here so close.
I want Madden to come out tomorrow.
From the grave?
Scott says, let's fucking go. Jim says, I'm having a moment.
You know, and now Howie's just not going to take it. Before?
Master.
You can't let this guy control the shit. He gets you all the time.
Where do you fall asleep, bro?
You're gonna
be our logo tomorrow.
Dude, I'm not doing it. You ain't getting me, motherfucker.
Brian Marasaga. Priestley officially went to the Saints.
Wow.
Wow, bro. Wow. We're gonna have all the Georgia boys in Kelly Green.
Yo, what?
Who's
for the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What?
Can somebody start making grits in Philly? Because these Georgia boys are going to be hungry.
I'm going to have to start serving grits with my fucking cheesesteaks, bro.
Wild, bro.
Why can't I get this thing on my damn tongue?
Look at y'all. Y'all ecstatic about this damn pick. I love it.
Oh my god, that pick is in.
Time. Sun Services ranked him the number one.
Picks in for the Eagles already?
Lord have mercy. The Heat got at least thought to curse me.
Well, put it on, man. Let me hear it.
Because Gail playing with our emotions, man.
At least let me hear it.
Oh man, I thought the pressure for 10 was.
Yo, you playing with our emotions? Stop it!
Oh my god!
Come on, baby! Come on!
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Don't say it. Don't do it. Don't play.
Eagles got 5:50.
Don't play.
On the clock. The tension is rising.
Oh, no.
I don't like that reaction.
Right.
Oh, this guy.
Why are you playing with our emotions, though?
Oh, no. I don't know if it's true. Hold on.
Don't even say no more.
I'm not liking the vibes right now, boys. Killing the vibes.
There's Jamie out there.
Because we all just sitting here nervous, bro.
See, fuck, don't. I see what they got the video on Levis right now.
Man, don't play with me. This never fucking fails.
Dude. Hey, yeah, how much time on your clock is left on there?
4:45.
Okay. Mine's at 4:55.
That wouldn't even make any sense, dude.
I don't even think I could look at the chat right now.
I'm about to fucking take my phones off.
No way! No way!
Shut up, girl.
No way!
Shut the hell up, girl.
Yeah. Yes! We got him.
Yes!
We got him.
No yes! way, Gail. Gail, don't do that, yo.
Yes!
Gail, stop, son. Gail, stop, son.
Josh Tolentino!
Everybody
Eagles draft Gail. Ed Nolan Smith with number pick number 30! Yeah!
That's Photobomb Central.
Yeah!
If I told you Ed, we was leaving the day with the goons, my son.
I fall asleep.
Yeah!
Let's go.
Oh, let's go.
Yes!
Let's
hey,
go.
Big Lou!
Let's go!
Let's go.
God damn, Howie. You have done it again.
It's the magic. Let's go.
Got them all.
Woo!
Yeah, what? Howie's on his Pokemon shit right now, dude. Ash Ketchum collecting them all. All the Bulldogs.
Holy shit.
Woo!
Yo.
Yeah.
Can you think of a better
that's a W start night right
to
there.
A draft, guys? When's the last time you walked away from a draft? Even last year with AJ Brown and Jordan,
I was gonna say last year, beautiful.
But like this year, I'm getting spoiled. Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter.
Can you fucking believe it?
We threw a few mocks out there taking Nolan at 10. To think that we got both.
Look at Howie. You see how we call? You see how we making the call? Yo, how we calling Nolan? Nigga,
this isn't gonna be like the Milton Williams video either, man. Look at that room. Everybody's cheesing.
He called Nolan.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
They are
cooking right now.
Cooking.
Oh. Yo.
Look at Sirianni. Look at Sirianni. Jaylen. Look at Sirianni's face. He's like, yes. Yo,
wow.
Nolan Smith, and then followed up with Derrick Henry tomorrow. I'm fighting anybody I see on Sunday.
Look at the claps. Standing ovation, round of applause. Ain't not a person hesitate, bro.
Yo.
Also, I'm liking the diversity in this room here, too. Shout out to the Eagles.
I just want to thank y'all, the Eagles, for making my fucking day, bro. I needed that. I needed that, man.
That is something to look forward to tonight, man.
My God, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know. Could ask him about the medicals when we see him. F.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
Dr. Hearn in the house.
Oh my God.
Fuck no. I'll kick the shit out of Evan again. Look at that. Oh my fucking God.
Who said we were getting Derrick Henry?
No, that's no, what
I'm
that's
suggesting
what,
it for a trade for tomorrow. Yeah.
I just need to hear it.
Good Lord, man.
Jamie stayed in that screen time, bro.
Boy, when you dress up like that, you're going to get it. You will get some shine looking like that, my boy.
Yeah.
Yo,
was Nolan Smith was invited there, right?
No, he said he didn't want to go. He wanted to be with his family.
He was at home, man. Yeah.
He said he's not really about the flash and cash. He likes to be with the fam.
So we get Nolan Smith that's just gonna show up and grind tape, bro. right? But like, we get Jalen, who's about to come in here and learn from a damn.
Dude, they're gonna be racing each other to this facility serious, in the morning, dude.
Bro, yo, we've been talking about Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter. Have them both.
It was either or, right? It was we can't get Jalen Carter, and we would have to take Nolan at 10 because there's no way he falls to 30. And we got both of them.
Is that Mrs. Kelsey out there?
That's a good call. I would have never guessed that shit.
I saw her a bunch during the Super Bowl week. She was getting rated around. Playing in a game on TV at the same time. Okay, Travis is there. Jason's there. How in the world do you decide which game that you're going to watch?
I don't know. That's really tough. I don't know. It's just tough to choose. We had a feeling that would be the case, so we cooked up something a little bit special for you to help you break the tie. Oh, my God. Here's the deal. We've got a who gives a fuck?
Stop ruining our moment, bro.
Yeah, this is
our
like, what is moment. This shit? Who needs this, son?
All right, now the Eagles pick. Anyway,
dog, why are we talking about the Chiefs during our pick, bro? Get these.
Why don't we just look at the Georgia boys here?
Oh, there it
is. Bang. 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 Bang.
Here we go. Hold on.
We did it.
Hold it.
The Philadelphia Eagles select Nolan Smith, linebacker, Georgia.
Let's fucking go. The Birds.
Yes, boy. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
It's bro. Over, bro.
Let's fucking go.
It's over.
Let's go. Come on now.
Eagles are coming.
Come on now.
Call them fuck,
more. Bro. More fire. More fire. Yeah.
So we were just talking about, I brought up reloading on youth. I mean, Brandon Graham and Fletcher are going to be leaving. Boom, boom. There you go. There's your replacements right there.
That's all I've been talking about.
For the future.
Brandon Graham gone. Fletch gone.
I mean, one of the things we also haven't really talked about, Josh Sweat's contract is up next year, right? Yeah. And so, like,
gives us flexibility.
Absolutely. And sweating yesterday's price will not be tomorrow's price for Josh Sweat if he does another 12 and a half. Yeah. So, you know, gives you flexibility. You can't go wrong, bro. Just think about this.
We went right all night long.
Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, Jalen Carter, and Nolan Smith,
Hassan Redick,
bro. You know how wet. You know how it
Milton Williams. Yeah, look at N'Kobe. Look at yo. That's love right there. Seeing N'Kobe.
We got Darius Slay. We got Avante
Bradbury. All James pro Bradbury.
Fuck out of here. No.
Yo, and not for nothing. Brian Branch is still on the board, and we got assets tomorrow.
He is.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Yo. Bro, I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this.
I love that the Eagles are following a philosophy that has been working for them, though, and sticking with the SEC. Sticking with the
SEC script?
Well, honestly, sticking with their board, right? They're like, Jalen falls, you move up slightly to go get him. You sit and are patient, and Nolan Smith falls in their lap at 30? And, you know, it was a moment, I think, where we all are sitting here like, okay, is he going to do it, or is he going to take some random ass person?
So I have to know now, what did you see that made you so nervous? Mal?
Say that again.
What did you see that made you so nervous?
Oh, I mean, just because there's so many different options still available there, right? They're like, Osiris Torrance would have made sense because you plug and play right guard. You have Brian Branch, who is secondary plug and play. So it was options, you know. Nolan Smith fell to 30 for a reason, so clearly teams had some questions around fit and things like that. Well, I don't care about none of that, bro. Let's go. Turn it, yo. We turned up, right? Let's go.
I mean, if teams are worried about his obviously his medicals. I mean, he missed games. I mean, his size and his medicals.
Bottom of that. I'm gonna get to the bottom.
No, I mean, this is why he fell. that's why he fell. You know,
that's all right, man. He'd be.
But Mal, earlier, I think what Evan was just trying to find out. You were looking down on your phone, and you were like, no.
They said that somebody had traded. They said the Vikings traded back into the first round to take Will Levis.
All right.
I thought it was saying that the pick that we had, they traded back in for him.
I think the Texans had a good draft from what I've seen so far.
But they gave up a lot, though, son.
A lot.
They gave up a lot, though, son, for Ryan Anderson.
But that team needs serious soul.
They need juice. So, but I feel like you also need picks for juice, right? That, like, you giving up a ton of draft picks for Ryan Anderson kind of limits what you can do in other spaces. But, yeah, they walked away with two of the best players in the draft.
They need a whole change.
But, like, think about it. We traded a fourth-round pick, and we got Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith. So, you know what I mean? I feel like we won that one. So, you know.
Wow. What are we doing here?
Yeah, how we need a statue, bro.
I see some people that really hated the Nolan Smith pick, but I'm just saying, can I speak here? No, I'm just saying people during the whole process, I'm like, why did you not watch any tape?
You know, see what he did? That question. That's why I'm waving my hand at it, because you know the answer to that. They ain't got no tape on Nolan Smith, clearly. Otherwise, it's the same argument when people are like, oh, he only had a handful of sacks. Like, why would he not have more production? So you clearly didn't watch Georgia's defense, bro. They knew their job.
Then they asked him how many sacks that Jalen Carter had. And you're like,
Combined, would they have like 6 or 7 this year? And now watch when they get into the NFL and they both double-digit guys. and the conversation's out the door, man. Listen, I don't care about any – we didn't end up with Skaronski or Van Ness. I'm elated. Absolutely elated. Mm.
Chris Nady got on TV.
Yeah. Nady got on TV. Birdman got on TV. Jamie got on TV.
What a roller coaster of an evening, man.
Yeah.
There was a brief moment where we thought hope was lost. Not lost, but
nah. It was looking scary there for a second with Bijan and Jalen.
Yeah, we knew that was a good fit for. But, I mean, like I said, they valued the
assets. I'm out of here, bro.
I am, but is this going to be the last pick? Is this Kansas City?
Yeah, it's the last pick. Yeah.
Man, I can't. I can't believe it. I'm actually a
couple of bulldogs, bro.
My whole timeline's
gonna look like Christmas morning tomorrow with all the Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith highlights.
Yes, sir.
man, I got so many. Oh man, I'm excited. It's an exciting time.
Now I'm not mad at all the damn interviews I watched of Nolan Smith.
Right.
I watched about 4 hours worth.
I definitely did not watch 4 hours, but definitely got into it. He's smart ass dude, Joe.
For sure.
You guys look like you did 2-a-days, bro. This is all off season draft study.
Culminating to tonight.
Oozing out of your ear holes.
Yo, Ryan Hurst just hit me, said he couldn't be happier, son. Like, yo, we geeked up. Especially the film junkies. The junkies geeked up right now. Because we know the side with these dudes. Oh, it's about to be stupid, man.
Nolan Smith.
Yeah, old Ryan.
You just walk into your job. You quit tomorrow. Like, hey, why are you quitting? You see who the Eagles drafted? I got nothing else to. Man. I got this. That's all I need right now. All I need.
They're really dragging this last pick out, huh?
Of course they are.
You see, Dean was at Nolan's party. Yeah, a real one. Real one.
That's beautiful. That's what I like to see.
Love to see.
Yeah, them boys got nothing but love for each other too. Like them Bulldogs, they locked in. Yeah, them boys locked in.
Yo, during the combine, Nolan Smith put on a show in terms of recruiting for Georgia.
Oh hell yeah!
Like if you didn't see this, what he was doing, and like I don't want to go to Georgia. Hell no.
Even him, like to your point, the talking that he did in the interviews he was selling Georgia to, right? They're like, why would you not want to go to the defending national champions, bro? Yeah. Like two-time champs. Like, of course people want to come. And they going to the league, and they destroying the league too. Shh, man. Oh. That feels good to me, bro.
Imagine, like off the top of your head, second round, guys. Like who would you?
Yo, if we walked away with Cedric Tillman, And like Charbonnet in the second round, I go.
No way. That would be too much sauce. That would be too much sauce. I'm like, Howie, please, Howie.
I need oxygen. The
year, back to back.
Good Lord.
Back to back. I mean, it's Jalen Hyatt still on the board, most likely, right? That like, there's a lot of talent left in that second round.
You give me Steven Avila.
Oof. I mean, Osiris, nice. He's still
Osiris falling. Osiris right? is on the board.
You got – yeah.
Branch
got,
is still on the board.
Branch is on the board, the tackle from Syracuse. There's still some dudes out here, man. Still some horses. Yo, if he trades for Derrick Henry tomorrow, man, I'm done.
Oh, come on.
You can't do this to me, no. You can't keep doing this to me, man.
Yo, the roster started to look like some
– and
some...
a Duque and a DK Uzomah.
Ooh. Nice. Okay.
Yo, our team's looking like a bunch of five stars. Like you it's like, I mean,
literally what it is.
Fucking blue chips everywhere.
We got a whole ass galaxy on our team, bro.
Like they are literally a bunch of five stars.
There we go with this shit.
My Lord, this is too much. Too much sauce. I think we should.
What do you think Micah Parsons' reaction to? I mean, we saw after Jalen Carter.
He loved the Mozzie pick. Actually, they showed him with the Mozzie Smith pick. He loved it.
Well, they told him you better fucking like it because we got you looking like you want to be an Eagle, bro.
Y'all can't wait to use these boys on Madden. Oh, I'm gonna be
what?
Tony's still in shock.
I'm gonna have boys in a torture dome on Madden, boy.
He said it's rigged. How he's crazy.
Oh, we're getting.
Yeah, Felix
to
is a good move,
things.
Man. I'm surprised that. He actually went before I'm surprised Will McDonald went before him. I thought it was gonna be the other way around. I'm shocked how high Will McDonald went. Him and Jahmyr Gibbs for me are just like wow.
I made it to the last pick, fellas.
Yeah, you did, my G.
Before you ass out, write down 35 days ahead on your calendar so you can talk shit to your brother.
You got it. Consider it done. All right, my boys.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Go Birds!
Go Birds! Go Birds! You got Braveheart going on over there. Who is that?
It's Braveheart Howie.
Braveheart Howie. I was gonna say that doesn't look like Mel
Gibson. I don't like it.
That's ridiculous.
Attacking the draft, leading us into charge like. Bro, this has been too much sauce tonight. I think everyone is speechless.
I'm speechless. I'm drained from.
I'm just, drained.
Yeah.
Just I'm emotionally exhausted. This,
but I'm ready to recharge, man. I'm ready to hit tomorrow, bro. With some energy, dude. I cannot wait to talk about Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, this D line.
Yeah, it's
Georgia
almost,
North in the building.
It's too much that like I can't wait. It's almost like you want to open the presents. You want to open the presents now, dude. Like now. Like I can't wait to see these guys play. Yeah. We gotta wait this long to see these guys play. Like I want to see defense.
If he gets J.K. Skinner too, then I'm like, come on, man. You got all my youngins, man. You got all the horses. Let's get out of here, man.
Yeah. How much time did we spend talking about Nolan Smith
a lot. Jalen Carter. Mean, we started stumping for him at 10, like a month ago. We started doing that. That first time I mentioned it was before all the folks started getting on that wave. I thought he was going to go top 15, you know, man. Easy. Yeah. I don't know what the Jets were doing.
I was hoping that we can get him this late. And then as it started progressing, and then I remember Ev had – he was like, yo, what do you think about Nolan Smith earlier? And I was like, I was hoping that we can get him later. But I was like, now I don't think we can get him later.
Yeah.
Now the fact that we did get him later, I'm like, I don't know how. Like, I'm just like, because the heat was turned up on Nolan for a good couple weeks.
That's cool as hell that N'Kobe was there too. Welcome him right in.
Mm-hmm. Goat 20 says, couldn't be happier, man. What a night. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be happier, bro.
Bob, I don't need Viagra.
Word.
Daniel says this had to be the most unexpected draft ever.
Yo, Daniel Jeremiah wrote, I'm dumbfounded at the fact that the Eagles are leaving the first round with both Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith.
I tell you what, the rest of the NFC East is too. The rest of the NFC.
Yeah, I like it's very rare that in any draft year that I'm left like speechless. Mm. Like I'm like speechless.
Think about the quarterbacks in this that we have to go up against in the NFC, and who will ultimately end up seeing in the playoffs. And you. Defensive line won't have them shook within the first 5 minutes of their first drive. Like they're going to be in the backfield, just letting them know they're going to be there all day, all game long, man.
Think about it, Ed. All what teams have to worry about? Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat.
How about the secondary?
Hassan Reddick.
How about if
Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Milton Williams? These are a lot of dudes. Jordan Davis.
It's nonstop.
Come
dude.
On.
It's nonstop. Everybody's going to be getting their air. The rotation's as good as ever.
Kelly asks, what's your thought on Jordan Battle? I know you.
I love Battle. Because he's one of the few dudes that is also a center fielder. So he's somebody that played most of his snaps at the high safety spot, which I think is a significant need for the Eagles. Most of our dudes right now are box safeties. I don't know what Justin Evans is, to be honest. So I would love Battle. J.K. Skinner is still my safety one. Bro, I don't care. Like I said, right now for me,
I think Barnett's
tomorrow, Tillman and Charbonnet and bruh.
There's just like so much that you can do. Even like Branch is still around.
Yeah, Branch. But for me, Tillman and Charbonnet, you went defense, day one. You go offense, day two with like actual playmakers. Yeah.
I gotta agree that they go offense here next bit. Could you imagine if they added Charbonnet?
No, I couldn't. That's juice, bro. And then you got Tillman who could play X, Z, or slot.
I'm thinking guard. I'm thinking running back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Thinking wide receiver.
Yeah, wide receiver. Yeah, to Derrick Henry, that would be
too, safety. I mean, pretty yo, anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
And, yeah, like, when you're not available. You're not mad at I was gonna say Tank Bigsby as well, but I mean you're not mad at the idea. Remember Kendrick. When we got Sheldon Brown, we had Lito Shepherd, and then we hit it with Michael Lewis.
Yeah, it is an interesting suggestion here too. Darnell Washington, keep the dog.
Oh, my God, Darnell dude.
Washington. I was thinking please. That, too, yo.
Please, man. Bro, that's too much. Too much, Howie. Fall back. Retreat.
So somebody tweeted,
he's dead. Leave him alone.
This is what our roster looks like. Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Mailata, Dickerson, Kels, Juergens, Johnson, Hassan Reddick, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, Milton Williams, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, yeah, Kobe Dean, Darius Slay, James Bradbury, and Avante Maddox.
Yo, if you threw like a tight end two in there, like a Tucker Kraft, for me also, or like
linebacker.
Yeah. Woo.
Linebacker would be something I feel like is a need here too.
Rome, it's over.
Yeah, I think so too, man.
It's over.
Street's done. Finish. Wrap it up.
Where's that meme?
Bob said, can we explain the Gannon tamper? So what happened with the tampering?
Essentially what happened was he received a call from Cardinals brass before the NFC champion, or I think right after the NFC championship, before the Super Bowl. And that was not allowed to negotiate future contracts during that time. And I suppose what it seems like is like they let the Eagles and Cardinals kind of settle the dispute on their own. And they ended up coming to the conclusion that they're going to swap. I believe it was third round picks. So the Eagles move up from 94 to 66, and we give them a fourth or a fifth next year. I think it was a fourth. But that's pretty much it. We move up like 66? Almost 30 spots.
Oh,
and we gave up a fourth or a fifth next year.
I'm like, let's go mock the second round. hey Bob, I do see Nolan. He's garden, playing in the flats, doing his damn thing, putting in work.
Oh my lord, yo, and whatchamacallit had great things to say about he said that he recruited Nolan to Penn State, bro. Micah Parsons. He said that he was his visit, like his host for his visit.
Who
he
was said,
it? That's a great pick at 30. Micah Parsons said he hosted Nolan Smith. He was recruiting him to Penn State. Yo, I'm just elated, my dude.
Like Nolan Smith was a 5-star. He was one of the top recruits out there.
He was better than they just said it. He was over Kayvon Thibodeau. He was the number one recruit in the country at defensive end.
And then he went to he ended up going to IMG Academy, where Trey Thomas actually coached. I'm wondering if he was there when he was coaching. I met some of the IMG coaches down there last time I was down in Tampa.
IMG is such a strange program because they're so stockpiled talent. It's interesting. Yeah. You see their quarterbacks oftentimes not do anything in the college. Like a lot of their kids end up spilling out. I'm good on Antonio Johnson, bro. I hate big dudes that just run around, but they're not really doing that. You just flexing, bro. Stop it. But
I'll take a bit of candor later.
Yeah, probably like the fourth or fifth. Mm. Oh, he's man.
I feel like there's an excellent note, don't you think? I mean, I'm geeked up. I don't know.
Well, because there was a moment tonight when I I looked over at like you didn't know that I was Evan was just like he was in his feels for like a good minute, and then he was just like, and then I walked over. I was like, "You're all right." He's like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, man." When Bijan went off the board,
yeah.
But I mean,
well, all the energy shifted when Bijan went at 8, yo. Like the whole everybody calm like went down. But we were sitting there at the table. We knew the Eagles made the trade for 9, so we was geeked up because we knew exactly what that meant, baby.
Yeah.
We knew
as soon as we did that, we were trading up. We were all better, but it's still one of those things on draft day where you just need to see it with your own eyes before you actually believe it, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, they're going to Kobe right there, baby. Let's go.
Kelly says IMG is being sold. Interesting. I can't take any more good news.
What happened, bro?
And I was like, man, could you imagine? And that should really happen.
did we do a mock earlier with
Carter
and Smith? We did one with we got Smith later. The early ones. Early ones.
Yeah. But I don't think we ever did one with both.
God, that's too much sauce, man.
Got dip on the chip.
It was never fun. If you'd have told me this, I'd have laughed in your face. Like, stop.
You know how pissed off I was when I was stuck in traffic? And I was just like, I'm missing the draft. I'm like,
yeah, that's how I felt waiting for that damn lift, bro. That shit took forever. But we made it. We was all here for the most important moment.
2020 says, what a great night for the birds. I spent months trying to decide between Carter and Nolan. And that's the crazy shit that we were sitting there like, I said, we're going to have to settle for Nolan. But I, you know
how they'll be, man.
I said I wanted to trade up. Even today, I wanted to trade up.
And Howie said, bro, fucking calm down, Gail. I got this under control. Mm-hmm.
I broke out my goddamn trade chart. I was doing math. I'm the worst person at mathematics out here with a trade chart and see how much it was to move up.
You looked like Charlie from It's Always Sunny in that one meme where he's got the cigarette and he's
and then before the once it started, the draft started, I was like, Howie, trade up. You got to trade up. You can't wait here. Man.
Right, well, I got to go eat something, man.
Kelly says, what do you think the biggest reach today was?
Biggest reach on the day? Jahmyr Gibbs was high. Emmanuel Forbes was high.
Yeah.
I think Forbes is going to be good, though, man. Once he puts on some weight, I think he's going to be good.
He's a playmaker. That's all you can really ask, right?
Howie and Nick are speaking now. Good time to go watch that. Yeah, man. Last words before we get out here.
And Jalen's press conference already up, bro.
I want to say thank you, Howie, for doing the right thing, bro. Let's fucking go.
Mal, last word.
Yo, bro. You know, it's a beautiful day, man. It happened. I was talking to Hollywood and said, hey, man, wouldn't that be crazy if that happened? And here we are at the end of this wonderful evening. And yeah, man, I'm geeked up, bro. The city up. Tomorrow we have more picks. Arizona, thank you for tampering. And man, let's go.
I'm going to say it's very rare that you get what you really want. The fact that we got this guy who I really wanted and this guy who I really wanted in the same round, in the same night, that's a lot of sauce, and it's too much that I'm going to go lay down now. We'll see you back tomorrow for more coverage, the second round, with two picks, more sauce,
more dip for the chip.
Good Lord. This is too much. I am blushing. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Go Birds.
Fly, go Birds. Fly, and go Birds.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.